Lexington city leaders are considering changes to the current noise ordinance. A city council committee this week received a presentation on potential modifications to the law. Noises come in all shapes, sizes, and volumes. The discussion on Tuesday included comments about car stereos, loud mufflers, loud chickens, and barking dogs. Jennifer Reynolds chairs the Social Services and Public Safety Committee, which heard the issue this week.
And some things are, you know, just a loud barbecue, and some things are not. I mean, these motorcycles in my neighborhood were speeding at 6 a.m. and waking everybody up. I just saw a drag race downtown the other day.
Data over a year found police investigated more than 3,700 noise complaints, with 33 citations given out. In almost 1,300 cases, the noisemaker was gone on arrival. Assistant Police Chief Brian Maynard said the majority of stops are educational and don't result in fines. He told council that oftentimes addresses the noise complaint. One suggestion involves the police use of decibel reading devices. Maynard said that's partly a fiscal matter.
It's $500 per decibel reader, plus you have to have training that goes with it and calibration, very similar to a radar gun. It has to be calibrated before and after. We don't deploy radar guns to every single officer in Fayette County.
Maynard said the investigation of noise complaints also has to be weighed against other police calls. County Attorney Angela Evans told council any change in the noise ordinance needs to ensure there's equitable enforcement. Council did not take action on the noise ordinance, but it will remain in committee. I'm Stu Johnson.